You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, the Australian share market still at a four-month low. We take a look at the latest US rate call and preview NVIDIA's quarterly numbers out later this week. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 17th of November 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market rose, but only just, literally, because it was up by 0.02% on the S&P ASX 200 to 8,636. That's even as the US government shutdown, that 43-day US government shutdown, came to an end. Economists at ANZ say that could detract 1.5 percentage points from fourth quarter US GDP, but most of that should be recouped in time. The shutdown also meant data collection agencies stopped work, making it harder for the US Federal Reserve to get official information about the state of the economy. So while the market is still expecting rate cuts in the future, the chance of a cut in December in the US has been reduced from around 100% to 40%. And that's made some investors nervous. For more on his take, I spoke with George Baburis, the head of research at K2 Asset Management. George, firstly, now that the US government shutdown has ended and we can finally get official data, which had been delayed because the collection agencies were closed, do you think this will have an impact on the way the US Federal Reserve meets and its decision on what to do with interest rates when it meets early next month?
Yes, it will have an impact. A couple of months of data that we won't have, it's a little bit problematic, and we've been using alternative ways to gauge the US consumer and US economy. And that is why you've seen some anxiety leading into what the Fed call would be in the December meeting. And it was up until 2-3 weeks ago, very quickly, 100% probability there'll be another rate cut. Now it's effectively line ball. One could be cynical and say the Federal Reserve trying to keep some tension into the market and guessing. But I think when you take a step back and when the data does come through, there'd be that ongoing weakness in the US labour market that warrants additional rate cuts, because 4 to 4.25 target Fed rate for the Fed funds rate is well above, say, the ECB at 2%. So there's room for more rate cuts. And even though markets had a bit of anxiety leading into this meeting.
The world's biggest company, NVIDIA, reports this week. How critical will this be? Because the whole AI tech sector has seen somewhat of a correction in recent weeks amid fears also that they've been pushed up way too hard too fast.
Yeah, without a doubt. So obviously NVIDIA, one of the largest stocks in the world, very quickly, analysts are expecting a 50% pickup year on year in earnings, which is astonishing with one of the largest companies in the world. Just for another bit of information and data, there's been 11 consecutive quarters when NVIDIA's beaten expectations. Remember, it's all about beating the expectations presented by the analyst forecasts. And that takes you back to when the stock price is around $20. Now it's about $190. So it gives you an idea they've been beating expectations. But it has corrected a little bit in recent weeks. We call them the Magnificent Seven, other phrases. But NVIDIA, it's obviously got that strong reinforced AI spending and earnings growth, but it's all about expectations. And we'll see how that pans out. In addition to NVIDIA, which is very, very important this week, you've got Home Depot and Target and Walmart coming out. And that gives us a bit of a guidance on the US consumer, because the economic data, as we discussed, hasn't been there in recent months. And that gives you a bit of an idea of the litmus test of how the US consumer is going with those consumables.
We've spoken about the US Federal Reserve. We've also got the minutes from the RBA coming out this week too. How is everything we've just spoken about flowing through to our share market? Because the ASX 200 is now at a four-month low, and I think we've seen 5 straight days of losses.
Yes, many moving parts here. So the share market in Australia doesn't effectively represent the economy of Australia, but that's a long story because of the way we bias towards resources, energy, and those financials. But having said that, international investors came in over the last 4 or 5 months to accumulate the big four banks. It got to the situation where you've mentioned many times that CBA was the most expensive bank in the world. You got some retracements from very stretched valuations in there. At the same time, the earnings outlook is reasonable. It's not exemplary, but it's reasonable for the Australian economy. But very quickly, if we tie it back into the economic momentum, there is unevenness in there, and there's pockets of weakness here and there. But in aggregate, the economy is holding up because of the government spending at the federal level. And the government spending at the state level in aggregate have been contributing a lot of that economic momentum. And very quickly, when the minutes come out, they have to reflect in part that record spike in consumer sentiment last week, where people became very optimistic. So it very much looks like that the rate cuts to date are really filtering through into the domestic economy and house price strength right across all capital cities. And even Melbourne, we've now started to rise after pausing for a number of years. But house price expectations are higher 1 year forward, which all leads to very quickly the RBA probably wanted to be cautious and not fuel any more with lower rates very quickly.
And what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
So what we look for investors is we like global equities, we like global credit, global fixed income, that type of approach. We're always a diversified portfolio. It's all asset classes. But any sort of retracement, we quite like the participation in that. So that's the broad theme. When it comes down to Australia, Australian equities, again, they've got that 4 week, 4 month low, I should say. And we're looking at good dividend payers with franking credits for those domestic investors that look for that.
That is George Baboulras there from K2 Asset Management, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. It's a busy week ahead with a lot of economic data coming out of the US, as George mentioned, some profit numbers out of some key players, including Nvidia and some retailers. Here in Australia, we'll get the RBA minutes later this week, along with some official wages data. We'll wrap all of that up during the week here on the SBS on the Main podcast. Don't forget to give it a like and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and to click that little bell and subscribe.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.